Hey, Abbott. What's happening?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
Me and Ruby went to the backstage club. What a gay time we had. We both sat there smoking Flamax.
Flamax? What's that?
Camel. Spelled backwards.
Then what happened?
Suddenly the orchestra broke into a lovely waltz. I grabbed Ruby. I started whirling around the dance floor. Around and around we went. And each time I twirled her around, she got taller.
time you twirl her, she got taller?
Yeah, Ruby's got a wooden leg, and I was turning it the wrong way.
Then what happened?
Then Ruby started to cry, and then I escorted her to the bench in the corner. I could see her sitting there now, little Ruby. She had knuckles in her knees, and when she sat down, her knees made a fist.
But why was she crying?
Ruby was leaving town the next day. She didn't know how to break the news to me, but she had to go. She had to go, Abbott. She was leaving for Patterson, New Jersey. She was going to start on her new job.
What new job?
Slugger for the Broadway Cab Company.
You shouldn't have let her go, Costello.
I tried my best to stop her. I pleaded with her on my bended knees. I said, Ruby, don't go away and leave me. You'll never find another guy like me, Ruby. Please, Ruby. After all, I'm not a flo.
A flo?
Yeah, that's wolf. So backwards. And then I held her tenderly in my arms, and I bent her head back. What a beautiful girl this Ruby was. Slowly she opened her big watery eyes, and looking at me like Nick Kisser, she said, "It's the wrong to Bob." Yeah, did the phone ring while I was out? I'm expecting a call from Tessie Tinfoil, my
dear. No, the phone didn't ring. Where have you been?
Oh, I went out and bought Miss Tinfoil some chocolate.
Wait a minute, Costello. Let me see that candy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Those are the biggest pieces of candy I ever saw.
What are they? Chocolate-covered bananas. Hey, pardon me. I got to answer the phone.
The phone didn't ring.
Why wait till the last minute? Hey, save time. Hello?
Hello, you car.
Car?
Yeah, that's rat spelled backwards.
Got the same letters. Who you calling a rat?
You. So you're trying to take my girlfriend Hortense away from me, eh, Homer?
Just a minute. You got the wrong party.
Oh, change your voice, eh, Homer? Don't try to get me. Hortense told me everything, you wolf.
Look, I don't know any Hortense, so my name ain't Homer. I'm Luke Costello.
Oh, change your name, eh, Homer?
Now look, buddy, you got the wrong number. This is Hillside 2183.
Oh, change your number, eh, Homer?
Now, just a minute!
Lying won't help you, Homer. I'm coming over there and rip your red flannels off and horse with you till you scream.
I don't wear red flannels. I wear BBB.
Oh, change your underwear, eh, Homer?
Hey, Abbott, how do you like that guy? Some guy accused me of changing my underwear. That's stealing a girl.
Well, that's your own fault, Costello. That's all you think about is girls, girls, girls. Don't you ever think of higher things?
Yeah, I think of higher things.
What are they?
Taller girls.
Oh. Just a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Just a minute. Is this Miss Tinfoil a tall girl?
She's 6'9". And what a thrill it is to kiss such a tall girl.
How could a little shrimp like you kiss such a tall girl?
My friend put me up to it. Well, I got to be going, Abbott. I'm taking Miss Tinfoil to a dance tonight.
A dance?
That's right.
Wait a minute. Look at your face. Are you going to a dance with those whiskers?
No, I'm
going to
dance with Miss Tinfoil.
No. I mean, you've got to get yourself fixed up.
Oh.
Here, get your hat. Yeah. I'm taking you to my barber shop. It's right next door.
Okay.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on.
Welcome to the Acme Barber Shop, boys. The barber isn't here right now. He's across the street getting a shave.
Why? Don't he get a shave in his own barber shop?
He can't stand the sight of blood.
Barber!
Sit right down here by me. I'm the manicurist, Myrtle Manglefinger.
Sit down,
Myrtle Manglefinger?
You heard the girl. Now sit down there, Costello. You need a manicure.
I'll say you do. I've been noticing your cuticle.
My what?
Your cuticle.
You ain't so bad yourself.
Oh, you silly boy. Now give me your hand. My, your fingernails remind me of a famous song.
Pale hands I love?
No, Mississippi Mud. Why don't you keep your hands nice and soft like mine? I dip my hands in a bowl of milk every morning.
Don't you have spoons at your house?
Be quiet, Costello. Let the girl fix your nails.
Yeah, I'll begin by filing your nails.
Wait a minute. Cut it out! Cut it out! Listen, lady, you're filing through my ring.
All right, Costello, we're in a hurry. Give the girl a tip. Come on.
Do what?
Tip me! Tip!
Okay, you asked for it. Over you go.
Costello, will you be...
What talk you look?
Behave yourself. Here comes the barber. Quiet.
With the clip of I am handy.
Hey, it's our friend Kitzel.
continue to keep the flesh about the shop. If, when if I sense it, you smile, keep the sense it, you don't.
Kitzel, what's the difference if you smile or not?
Because for a long face, I'm charging double. Well, Mr. Costello, why is it I never saw you before in my barbershop?
Because I usually get my hair cut around the block.
Oh, well, I work on block yet, too. Well, come, sit down. You're next.
Well.
My goodness gracious, just look at your hair, Mr. Costello. Getting very thin.
So what? What's that hair?
Costello. Never mind the haircut, Kitzel. Costello just wants a shave.
Yeah, Kitzel, make it snappy. Can you give me a fast shave?
Can I give you a fast shave? I'll sharpen an axe and let you run faster. See, I'll sharpen an axe and let you run faster. I'm killing myself.
I'm going into hysterics myself.
All right, look. Costello, lie back in the chair and let Kitzel shave you. And be careful, Kitzel. Costello has a tough beard.
Oh, that's all right. I got a tough razor. Do you notice how my razor is taking hold?
Yeah, but it ain't letting go again.
Pardon me, have you been eating ketchup?
No.
Then I'm afraid I caught you.
Yeah, but quick. In that mirror. Look at my face.
You're not mad, are you?
Oh, no. I always wanted a pug nose.
Costello, let me see that cut. Is it very deep?
I can't tell until I pull the razor out.
Kitzel, you better put a towel on his face and let him get out of here.
Okey-dokey, right there, Costello. Here is a nice wet towel.
Kitzel, what's the idea of dropping that red hot towel on his face?
Well, what do you want me to do? Burn my finger?
Oh. Come on, Costello. You look all right. Now, is there anything else you want before we leave here?
Abbott, what? I'd like to have a glass of water.
Hey, what's the matter? Are you thirsty?
No, I just want to see if my face leaks.
Studio time is 1:48.
Now back to Bud and Lou.
Hey, Abbott. Abbott.
What's the matter?
I'm all ready for my date with Miss Tinfoil, and I can't find my full dress suit.
Oh, there's your full dress suit right there. Costello, your kid brother Sebastian is wearing it.
Sebastian?
Yes.
Sebastian?
Yes.
What are you doing wearing my clothes? You take them off right now. Come on, take them off.
Louis, you want me to take these clothes off in front of all these people?
That's what I said. Take them off.
Okay, but they're going to laugh at your pink lace underwear.
Sebastian, why don't you wear your own clothes?
I can't, Uncle Bob. The neighbor's dog bit me and tore my suit.
Where did the dog bite you?
Well, if I'd have been wearing a license plate, he'd have got the last three numbers.
Sebastian, your brother has a date tonight. Now, take off that suit. Now, come on, take it right off and
no, the suit belongs to me.
No, it don't. The suit belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
Split decision.
Now, look what you've done, Sebastian. Your brother has a date with a lovely girl tonight. And what do? You tore his best suit. You should be ashamed of yourself. Why do you always do these things? Look, Costello, why do you have to have a full dress suit?
Because I'm taking Miss Tinfoil to a dance at Coconut Grove.
A dance?
Yeah.
You dummy, do you want to lose the girl? You don't know how to dance.
Who don't know how to dance?
You don't.
That's all my father ever taught me was dance steps.
Now, how come your father taught you nothing but dance steps?
He was my stepfather.
Look, Costello, what kind of dancing do you do? Come on.
I do the shimmy.
The shimmy. The shimmy is a back number.
You said it.
I mean, the shimmy started way back.
I can stop mine from any place.
That's all. I'm talking about modern dance. Do you lumber?
Do I what?
Do you lumber?
Only when I eat radishes.
No. No. You see, that proves you know nothing about dance.
Oh, yeah? Well, I come from a family of dancers. My Aunt Annie, that's my Uncle Artie Stebbins' wife.
Yes.
She was a great balloon dancer on a stage. She used to have them rolling in the aisle.
Her audience?
No, her balloons.
Listen, Costello, I'm not going to let you make a fool of yourself with Miss Tinfoil tonight. Now, there's a dancing teacher right in this building, in the apartment across the hall. Come on with me. I'll take you across there. Here's the apartment, Costello.
Yeah, there's a sign on the door. Madam Hoochie McCoochie, dancing teacher.
Well, come right in, boys. Just in time for the evening dance.
How much do you charge for dancing lessons?
There are my prices right up there on the wall. $12 a lesson.
$12? How do you get your prices so high?
I sit on a chair.
That Costello, you need the lesson. Not as bad as I need the $12.
Oh, now, Mr. Costello, come here. Now, you put your arm around me, and I'll put my arm around you.
Cut it out.
There. Cut it. What's the matter? Am I squeezing you too tight?
No. I always wear my tongue hanging over my shoulder. Costello, please pay attention.
Yes. Now, get ready for the lesson. When the music plays, you dance. When the whistle blows, the lesson is over. Oh, I love dance. Oh, I was born dancing.
And if you don't get off my feet, you're going to die the same way, lady. Now, get off! Costello, will you quit the clowning?
Now, let's go. Remember, when the whistle blows, the lesson is over. Ready? Position? Music. Let's go for $12, please.
What?
Why, you just had a lesson.
What kind of business? You said connect the band with the car, let's go to what? You're looking at that!
Madame Akuchi, please, pay no attention to him. You'd better show him a few more steps.
Oh, very well. Let's try it.
Run it off!
All right, now, just take it easy. Take it easy, Lou.
Now, come on. Slide.
Don't forget, Lou, true happiness found in me.
flowers and the trees, the birds and their young, the bees and their honey.
Yeah, and the cats and their honey.
Yeah, Costello. Cats don't have honey.
Oh, no? Then why does my cat stay out till 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh. Good night, folks.